Listen up, everybody. Listen up. This is your guy, Gary, from the Stirring the Pot podcast. I'm telling you, man, I really hope you guys enjoyed this series. This is the last iteration from the females. Man, we're talking about a plethora of things in this conversation. And, you know, it really helps you to see things from a female's perspective. It opens up the gates of a lot of things, how some females think. And when you talk to some females and present to them logic, you sometimes can make them see things in a more way that makes more sense. I'll put it like that. But listen, I hope you guys really enjoy it. This is the last episode from the females. And in a few days, we will be dropping the last episode from the guys. Listen, this is the Stirring the Pot podcast. Check it out. Lock in. I hope you all enjoy it. Listen, find a way to get me some feedback. I really want to know what you guys think. Like I said, the numbers are kind of neck to neck about, you know, people watching it. So I have a really large size group that's been dialing in, well, not dialing in, but listening in to this conversation. These conversations, I'm sorry. But listen, you know, I'm your host, Gary. Listen, I need you guys to go subscribe to the podcast. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. It's a simple click of a button. The same way we go on Instagram and Facebook and hit a like or we scroll. You can do it quicker than that. You can go to the podcast platform and just subscribe or like the podcast show. But listen, I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys be safe. Listen to it while you're on your way to work, while you're at work, whatever. Wherever you like to listen to your podcast at, listen to it. And, you know, hopefully I can get some feedback. This is your guy, Gary, from the Stirring the Pot podcast. And I hope you enjoy. Peace.
So are you afraid to be in love?
No.
No.
I'm not afraid to be in love. I'm afraid of the heartbreak part.
What's explain what being in love is to you?
It's that feeling.
No, I want like detail, like in depth.
Like for me,
like you see them and everything's perfect. Like, oh my God, like let me just help you do everything. Like let me just
wanting them there or
wanting to know if they're okay all the time, wanting to be with them, wanting to express how you feel to them all the time.
And I also think that, because sometimes I sit and think to myself, like, T, you've been out of this for 9-10 years. Like, you ain't really been in a relationship. And sometimes I be feeling like I'm out of touch. I just be like, I'm afraid. No, what is it, y'all?
What?
That I text that confession to one day, I was like, I'm afraid to be in a relationship. Like, I'm just sitting there thinking about it one day was just like,
I'm afraid that someone
you haven't done this
yet again is not going to be able to match me. That's how I feel.
Say it again.
I said, I'm afraid that I'm going to, I'm afraid that I'm going to end up with someone who's not going to match me again. Like, I have this track record, clearly, of choosing people who don't love me like I love them, don't respect me and value me like I do them, so
it's not reciprocated.
Yeah, it's not. So I had to like unpack that in myself. I'm like, what is it about me that I'm choosing these partners based off of how I feel about them only and not about how they show how they feel about me?
Right.
Like, how can I, just because I love somebody don't mean that I have to be with them if they're not treating me like I want to be treated. Sure. So I had to, like, do some self-reflection.
Okay.
Good.
So that I could learn to trust myself. Okay. So that goes back full circle to what I was saying about me being feminine and, like, resting in that, because that's a part of me being loved how I want to be loved.
The concept of that is dope.
Instead of that's me being cool. So, like, hyper involved in how things are going to happen or try to pan things out. No. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to be how I want to be. I'm going to treat you how I want to treat you. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know.
So when you say that, do you mean like when you say like you live being in your femininity and everything, do you mean like being like traditional?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What you mean, like submissive?
traditional, like maybe what the woman was classified in, let's say like the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like very traditional. Like, you know, I want to take care of the house.
I'm very much there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's me all the way.
I'm going to balance the checkbook.
Yep.
I'm going to make sure you got something to eat.
Now, don't give me no checkbook. I'm not good at math.
Do you know how to not to spend the money that need to be saved?
I'm going to need my man to manage.
That's very much me, though.
Okay. So do you bring traditional energy with that?
Meaning what?
Okay. So you want to, all right.
I think I know what he means, but go ahead and explain.
So when you say that, you know, you want to be in your femininity and you want to be, you know, that type of wife. Let's say you were pretty much, would you like to be a stay-at-home mom? Or wife?
I don't want to necessarily not work or not.
No, do you want the option to or not?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So maybe you might become an entrepreneur.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Solely, I'm not working for anybody else. I'm going to open a few businesses
yes,
and stuff like
thank
that.
Thank you.
All right. So in that, say if your knight in shining armor husband provides that, but he says, Mara, listen, what I want from you is I want a hot cooked meal 4 times a week.
Oh, all day. I can do that.
Gotcha.
I love college.
You know, I'm not picking up the kids from school or dropping them off. That's your job.
Oh, wait, hold up. Time out. No.
Because see, when you really want to be about that life, there's no conditions.
I'm going to say, that's the true definition
there's
of
no
staying home.
There's no conditions.
No, I need help, though.
No, listen. See, that's the thing. It can't be conditional.
No,
when
it
you
is.
Like, all right, say if you have a husband, a dude.
It is.
Say if you have a man that's giving you everything you need.
Okay, I'm going to hire a
bills,
nanny or somebody.
I mean, okay.
Or a housekeeper. Okay. It's going to get done.
No, but what I'm saying is.
He might not be doing it. But see,
that's the thing. Why? If you're going to be traditional and he's going to take care of all of your needs.
And he's being traditional,
being faithful, one woman, I'm working, I'm paying all the bills, I'm making sure all her desires are met.
Mm-hmm.
In the house, we tripping twice a year, if not more. You know, we get a vacation over to Europe, me and her for 10 days. We take the kids to the Disney in LA or the one, y'all wanna go to China? Y'all wanna go to that one? Whatever one y'all wanna go. Y'all wanna go to the one in London? Whatever. You have that kind of caliber of life. But he wanted a very much traditional woman.
Okay, I still need a nanny and a housekeeper.
Okay, all that could come with it. But if he tell you,
oh yeah, you can't have a voice, basically.
Your opinion and all that kind of stuff. I am about to curse you and this husband that don't even exist out. Okay? This man is about to catch it. All right.
So basically, you have to really think. It contributes to like the 80-20 rule.
Basically,
are you gonna give up 80% of a man because he's flawed in 20%?
I feel like that's where conversation comes in. I feel like that's where conversation and compromise come in.
Yeah.
If we can sit and talk and have a conversation.
And it depends on some things. Yes,
yeah.
You can.
He
you
might
can
not be
that.
Rude in the shut up. He might be. He could be even passive in it, but he might say, "I need you to be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about right now. I need you to." he might not disrespect just because he's paying all the bills, just because he needs to have the more authority and control.
Sorry, but the thing is, right?
Because you can do that and not be disrespectful.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't have a problem with trusting the man, letting him be the leader.
Uh-huh.
But,
however,
if I say something or if I think something, I want to be able to have a space to voice that and it be listened to. Like, if it's
okay.
The better thing, like,
okay.
Not to say, I don't
want
to be like, oh, no, we got to do it this way. No, if you ain't doing it this way, then it ain't the right way. Like, no, I'm not saying that, but the things that I come with, the wisdom from the experiences that I've had,
mm-hmm.
from my relationship experience or just life experience or the way I was brought up, and same for him, can contribute to different things
Very true.
Better, or his way might be better, but like, don't belittle me though.
I never meant it in that way. But your husband could be stern in that area.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
Like, you know, so do you give up the life that you want or desire for just because? Do you give that up just because he might be a little rough around the edges? Because, you know, he might not know how to say, yo, I need you to, no, listen, I'm making an executive decision. We're doing it this way.
Can you handle that? Depending on what it is, yeah.
But do you always have to agree with it, though?
No, I don't.
Then why will it depend on what it is? If he just say,
I'm not going to let you taint the whole family. Well, I'm not gonna let you do that. Like,
yeah, no, now,
then
now,
we just gonna
now,
go toe to so, toe. Right. So but if it's something like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it could be, but something that I feel like you gotta pick your battles in any type of dynamic.
So you know, with that lifestyle though, it comes a lot of like it's a full time job. Like some men would say that. I remember when we did our podcast, and you know, I was doing my research about hypergamy and stuff like that, and talking about like having like a situation, a certain kind of situation where the you know like the man is above and all this kind of stuff. I think that really depends on what class you're in too.
I was just about to say that. I don't think.
What you mean, financial bracket?
Yeah, probably like so. If the man is in a certain financial bracket. And the woman, all right, I'm just talking about myself. I ain't in no certain financial bracket, but I have access to that though. Yeah. So you can't talk to me like you might the other who've never been exposed to, because I'll be like, no, that ain't how that's supposed to go. This is how, and you know, he might be looking at me like, how the fuck she know? Right. Like, you know, it's like, wait, because I'm smart. I come from a certain family. Don't try to take away what I have and what I bring to the table just because you want to be like the head honcho and always right. That's not okay.
See,
that's detrimental to everybody. If y'all supposed to be a family dynamic, and if I'm saying something that you know is right, but you don't want to listen to me because I'm a woman,
I had that. So I'm not really that much. I'm not into older men at all.
Okay.
But I had an older gentleman that was interested in me, and I felt like that was his, I guess because he felt like he was trying to mold me into something wanted me to be.
I mean,
and it wasn't until like some conversations where, because I like to have conversation. I like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a type of person who will text you randomly with hypothetical questions. Just to pick your brain. Just to pick your brain.
Very much. I'm like, what, Gary? I remember the time you text me, I was like, I'm going back to sleep. I'm not even doing it for him right now.
No, but that's what I do. Just to pick your brain. I love doing that. And it wasn't until he said something to me, and I think I came back at him, and he was kind of like, can't do that. I can't do this with her. And I'm like, yeah. But then, what was also weird was it turned into what he used to say this to me. Oh, you remind me. Because it felt like I always had to put him in his place in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
This man was like mid-40s. Giving uncle vibes at this point. That's kind of why I didn't like him either. Because I have uncles your age. But he would constantly say to me, like, every time I felt like I had to put him in his place, quote unquote, he would always say, oh, you treat me like how my mom and my ex used to do.
What, like controlling?
I don't know if it was controlling. I don't know if it was the fact that I would correct him or, like I said, put him in his place. But he liked that.
He liked it?
Yeah. And
he was raised by women?
No, his parents were married, I believe, but then his dad passed away. So I believe the majority of the people that he was raised with after were women.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just felt that to be weird. I was just like, well, why don't you go be with them? Like, why do you keep saying that to me? Like, why do you keep saying, like, I don't understand. Like, what does that have to do with me? I don't know. It was kind of weird. It was. Mm-hmm. But no, there would be some conversations, and after a while, I was like, I think I see what he's doing here, and I think I need to put him in his place in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, no. And then I contributed to the conversation. He was like, oh, okay. Because
me being like soft spoken and stuff like that.
And I am soft spoken.
That I found is an advantage. When I want to correct a man or like check him, basically, I don't have to use profanity. I ain't got to raise my voice. I don't have to say anything mean or degrading to you. I can tell you exactly what I'm thinking and how I feel and where you went wrong and how we can correct the problem. And be very soft spoken about it. And I found that to work in my favor, because then it's like, oh.
Very true.
Like, I don't like what she said, but the way that she said it, I can't even like come at her.
Because it's really, it wasn't no, you didn't come combative.
Nope.
You spoke in logic.
Exactly. Like,
oh, boy, you're slipping, you're tripping. You need to get it together, da 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 da. And see, men, we hear logic. You come with all that, Billy, mother effing.
Yo, it's distracting and y'all not listening, and then you're just reacting. And that's something that I've learned from experience. Because I remember when I was with my ex-husband, I used to be like, nigga, I done threw chairs and threw stuff and hollered and screamed, and it got me nowhere. Mm-hmm. And here I am dating, single, mm-hmm. and a guy do something that I don't like, or he says something, and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm the queen of a voice memo. So you can hear my voice, because if I text, you know, you're automatically.
I don't like, especially in like a heated conversation or like an argument, or we got to clear some stuff up. I don't like texting.
No, because then you're gonna automatically
meet up somewhere.
You're gonna read it like aggressive.
People can read.
Yeah. I want you to hear my voice so you know how I'm speaking.
People make up tones.
I remember.
Yeah, people make up tones.
So I love voice memos. I love FaceTime calls. Yep, or we meet up in person. You come over, I come over. Or we
so you can
somewhere.
Look out of eye.
So you
can
see
yes.
me. And you can hear my voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Texting, I hate texting in general, but.
She said, I'm the queen of the voice memo.
I am.
No.
I love a voice memo, especially when I'm upset. Because I think that it's a better depiction of how
I
feel.
I want you to hear every infliction.
Yes, the inflictions in your voice matter.
Where you had me fucked up.
Mm-hmm. And then it's oftentimes like I find that in those situations, like a guy will like respect you more. Like, oh, damn, like, I can't even come at her like this because
I would
she
agree.
Ain't with this shit. Like, although she's upset, mm-hmm. she ain't trying to chop my balls off. Like,
I would agree.
Because I also feel like for me, most people, like, you single. I'm single, so I'm, regardless of if I'm dating multiple people and one person, I'm practicing how I would like to be in a relationship.
Right.
Okay.
I don't want to argue in my household. I don't want to have those type of, like, not to say arguments aren't going to happen. I'm not saying nobody's not going to ever raise their fucking voice. But I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to have those type of issues, especially not on a regular basis all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be no misunderstandings. So I try to carry it that way. Like, because that practice is for me. It ain't for the man. Like, I might not even be with you. I might never talk to you next week. But that's how we going to do this right now, buddy. Okay?
So let me ask y'all this. Do you feel like you've ever become bitter because a guy didn't chase you?
Bitter because a guy didn't chase me.
It'll bruise my ego a little bit, but I ain't gonna be bitter.
Alright, say if you meet a guy, mm-hmm. y'all just dating a little bit, and you're like, damn, we like him. You give him the yams. You had sex with him.
Your facial expression.
Was like, you said it, you like, knew you were like, what the hell? Why?
You had sex with him.
Uh-huh.
And let's say he ghosts you.
Okay.
You know what being ghosted is,
yes.
right? Have you ever become bitter because a dude ghosted you?
Oh, yeah, I don't like ghosting. I think it's a cop-out.
Have I ever been ghosted?
Do you have experience to speak of that?
I mean, I do. But I just also feel like I think it goes back to what we were talking about before we started recording, is the whole honesty part.
Okay.
Where it's just, if you want sex, just say that. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's
I remember
a need
seeing
to...
a meme, it was like, if you want sex, just say that. We can have sex and I'm gonna go back to looking for my husband after we're done.
Like... I just don't feel like I feel like it takes a lot of effort to have to like pretend. Mm-hmm. That you're interested in what I'm interested in, and you want to do the thing. Cause what if I wanna, What if I wanted to wait? Let's just say I'm on my own little personal journey, and I don't want to have sex with anybody. And so you know what? Because I personally feel like men use me for sex. All right, cool. So I'm gonna wait like 3 months when I meet the next guy. I'm gonna choose. You know what? I'm not gonna give it up right away. That means that you wait. That you carried out whatever for 3, 6, 9, a whole year. I'm just saying.
No, they can do that.
And but I'm just saying.
Well, I'm about to say, man, they mess with other people. My wife made me wait a long time.
You carried out.
But I was messing with other people. He wasn't my wife, but right, he was no, dating. Like, right, he was long distance, and she wasn't giving it up. So I was getting it from other places. Uh-huh. But
I'm
still
sure that's like
her.
One of those moments seriously. Where she was like, we're dating. I don't give a fuck what he doing and who he doing it with. Just like I said.
True. You know what? That's
asking. She probably was like, I don't give a fuck how he treat me. Because you was doing whatever you needed to do to keep up with building that relationship.
Yeah.
So you
messing
with other people ain't had no effect on
it. But there's that's men that will, that I just, when I think more about it, it's like, wow. Like you did all of, you played that whole part for 6 months, say 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And then you finally had sex with me, and then you boom.
It's not even
when all you
could have
just said at the beginning when I asked that's you what your intention was.
Just tell me.
I don't know why people hate that question. It just
what's your
men
intention?
Hate that question.
I don't think you know what's crazy. If I was approaching a woman and she said that,
because right off the bat,
What?
I feel like every guy's intention is to have sex anyway at some point, whether it's only to have
then
sex,
you stayed
then that's
all
something
that.
Different.
Then you stayed all of all right. that. All of that, because I might be cool with it. You know?
Or even if not today, when I want some sex, I might call you.
I might hit you up. Stick around. Stick around. Just wait a minute. Don't go nowhere.
Stick around.
But no, I'm just saying, like, you know, some people might not know from the jump what their intentions are, but then say that.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't know. If somebody says, I don't know, you gonna believe them?
Mm.
Yeah, because I don't know what my intentions are either. I don't even know you like that, Clay.
I don't know what my intentions are either.
I don't. I might be like, this nigga's a fool. I can't wife him.
Do you think y'all project conditional femininity?
Conditional femininity? What does that mean?
Like your femininity is based on conditions.
No.
Oh, no, I'm always feminine.
You think you're gonna be feminine at all times?
I'm always feminine.
With anybody?
With myself? With my friends?
Nah, it doesn't count with you.
What don't it?
Because. You're going to be you. If you're sick, you're going to be you sick.
Okay.
If you're in your bag, you go to Miami and you're just like, you know what? I'm catching a couple bodies down here this weekend.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't do that.
No. Hear me out.
I stay the same.
All right.
Yeah. No.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm very sure. 100% sure. You can ask my friends.
You can ask my friends.
You can. You can. You can. Anyway,
you can. You can ask them.
Is it true? So studies say that white women, Spanish women, Asian women go to college to find their husband. When black women go to college to find a reason why they don't need one.
Ooh,
is that true?
I've never heard that before, but that's interesting.
I'll get you the where I found that.
Okay. I've heard that. I don't think that that's... That.
You don't think it's true?
I think a lot about that statement, but...
Yeah. She's funny.
Why am I funny?
Black women go to
the
college.
The fact that...
I think that statement is a little unfair.
Okay.
Given a lot of background and circumstances with each of those ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
And the treatment of the women in those ethnicities.
Okay.
That's why I say that. But I understand the concept and what it was trying to project and convey. Right, I get it. But I don't think that that's like true at all. I don't know. I mean, I think anyone, any family or parent that loves their child, male or female, wants them to go and get educated. And if they're going to college, like you want them to be successful in that. While other people, other ethnicities do like the push for them to be like, meet somebody while you're in college. This is where you're supposed to be doing that. That's a part of their tradition, and they're not looking at, I don't think, that college as education as like a leg up or to further their whole lineage, because they're already there. Whereas black people, men and women, but especially women, sometimes, even now, people go to college and they're the first in their family to do that. They're not thinking about you finding no husband or no wife. They right. like, what are you going to do with that education when you're done?
Right.
If you meet somebody along the way, then so be it. But, sir or ma'am, get that degree, go get that job, because you got to start on this new path and you got to be the first one to do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. That's what I think about that. But
also want to piggyback off of that. I was told this growing up, but I hear this a lot where with black kids, we're told you not going to Lincoln for no boyfriend.
Very
you
true.
Not going to Lincoln very for no girl. You're not chasing after no boy. That's you're not chasing after no girl. You there to get your education. You there to focus. Mm-hmm. And you there to make it. Da, 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 da. So it's kind of like we're also pushed to focus on what we're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. Join a frat, a sorority, some type of organization, something. Mm-hmm. You know, be active and on your campus and do things. So yeah, I agree with everything Mira said.
But also, and also too, it comes from people grow up different ways. I grew up. Everybody in my family is married. Both of my parents come from families that are married. Maybe mm-hmm. not their. Well, my mom's side, everybody was married. Maybe my dad's side. His parents were not married, but his grandparents were married. So
it's very
being married is like a thing. Now till this day, they like, well, why you ain't got a husband, man? Where's your husband? My grandma would be like, you ain't got no boyfriend? You ain't getting married? So it's not that that's not pushed in black families or something like that. I just think as an overall, especially when you're young going to college, my parents wasn't like, go to school and find your husband. They was more so like, go to school, get your education. You know, maybe my mom, she might have been in my ear a little bit. Like, are you dating anybody? Like,
Moms are much better.
That's because my mom also, too, from her experience, she got married when she was young. So, she thinking, you know, you probably, 34, I'm supposed to be married by now. Yeah.
So, all right, to kind of like segue both on that, you made a lot of great statements. So with this with the question, a lot, and maybe it's because of our realities that we deal with, like we're going to school because we got to get out of the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those other ethnicities might not be going to school with a struggle in their mind. It's I'm going here and being
just
all
to further my education. Yeah,
I'm going, so whatever happens, and they might be more subject to finding a mate. Because
it takes a lot to focus on a relationship.
Very true. But, see, we can't say that because how is it that black, white, and Asians, Hispanics, they get with people, get married, and do well from college on up? So, we have to think, do we hold ourselves back from something? Because I will say this. I remember being a young boy, and my mom would always tell me, don't you go, you know, when all me and all my friends start walking around, looking at the girls walking around and all that. And she would say, don't go getting into no serious relationship as a teenager. You don't know what you want.
Right.
You don't know what you want. But this is coming from a single woman. My mom is single, never been married. I don't know how the hell all her kids is married. Because it doesn't... You know, it doesn't really. You would look at her
especially
like, well,
with
she's
what
a single
she's
woman.
Been telling you guys.
Exactly, but all my sisters are married, and I'm married. So, so we have to be careful because if we act like, oh, you know, you got time. What if Prince Charming was there when you was 21? But you said,
oh, I would have. And that's what. But
I got time.
I had this conversation. I had this debate. Well, I've had it. I've given it. It's exhausting now. On Twitter, everything's exhausted. Everything's exhausted.
Everything's exhausted.
Where people like say things like, oh, you're so young. Why are you getting married at 21, 22, 23? You have so much more life to live. If this is the person that they love, treat them right. They can grow together. They can do whatever. I'm not going to be the one to stop them.
I feel like if people want to get married at a young age, you should let them and be totally supportive of it.
Very true.
Because that's probably the best time to do it, honestly. You have less to compare.
There you go.
You're going into it with a way purer heart. Because even though I have all this experience,
about the baggage.
You know what? The one thing that I can say about me being single at, you know, the big age that I am.
Yo, she's way she old. Y'all, yo, we know.
I had this experience, right? But it was only from two relationships. I don't have all of this, like, maybe that's why I still have faith in love in relationships. Because some other people my age, where they've had maybe 5 or 6 failed relationships, they like, oh no, hell no.
My grandmother is in her 70s and want to be married again.
Nah, that's so funny.
She does.
Some of them are like, I could never. And when you're young, you have more of that, like faith in love and relationships, and you're just so clean slate. And I think that they should be supported in that.
Yeah.
And also, you know, they need to recognize some advice that I would give, like, some young people. The problems that you have in your relationship are not going to go away just because you end the relationship. You're just going to have those same problems with the next person.
With you.
So if you're young and you meet someone, that doesn't mean, like, oh, we should just break up because we're not seeing eye to eye. No. Those problems, you should just work on them and stay with that person. And then it's going to make your relationship way better. You're going to prosper. Your family, your community, everybody that you in that relationship touch is going to be better because you actually put in the effort to the union.
Right.
Instead of just being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
So I would totally agree with you. You touched on something.
Unless it's like really detrimental to one of you, then no, those problems cannot be worked out.
So you touched on something about, as far as, like, you know, if a person is young, we should let them because they go into it with a more pure heart. You don't have all these different experiences to compare this person to, because what does experience do sometimes? It steals your joy. It makes you nitpick at someone and think you project the energy you got from the last thing that didn't work onto this new person.
Into the next person.
So now the new person, guy or girl, has to go through an obstacle course to meet a standard, has to go through an obstacle course to get to the real you.
Right.
Think about it. Like you done fell into quicksand, and this person has to stand on the quicksand, not to fall in with you, but to pull you out. And given the situation, you're actually probably, if you're not open to it because of all the, I say the word baggage, just all of the experiences.
Jaded. Yeah.
You know, you done put up brick walls. You done put up barbed wire gates. You done, you know, say, oh, this factory is shut down for whoever, how long, you know, whatever. I mean, because, and rightfully so, people have the right for that because they might have been through traumatic, bad situations.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows a person's situation or story or whatever happened to them. But with saying that, I feel like, me personally, I feel like when we tell people to wait, we actually mess them up, because is the 35-year-old you really ready for a relationship compared to the 21-year-old or the 22-year-old? Because the 22-year-old didn't have the traumas that the 35-year-old had. The 21-year-old just was broke. That's not a trauma. Because believe it or not, we can actually do better together and build something. Oh, babe, you want to open 10 daycares? Well, guess what? I'm going to go to school, but guess what? I'm going to go work at Walmart overnight so that by the time we graduate, you don't have no debt. And I can go ahead and we can apply for credit or whatever, however they want to do it. Oh, I stacked up this little something, something, something so that you can do this. But we
are better.
You know what I'm saying? But see, when you, I think blind love is more healthy than logical love.
What you mean?
Blind love is that love where mirror meets,
like you said,
going into it blindly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And saying, you know what? We're jumping out this plane and we don't know if this parachute
is
going to
open. And we're going to travel this life together.
That's a part of my problem, because I still believe in that.
I feel like. No, see what I'm saying? That's what the way you should.
I feel like I have this like youthful outlook.
You on should. You know why?
Life and love.
In today's society,
and like if a man is not ready to just be like, you know what, I like you. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, no,
she, like, that's me, right?
They don't really be like, why can't we get married tomorrow?
Why? 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 Give me a good reason why. Tell me why.
You know what's crazy though?
Why?
You
know
what?
No, seriously.
You know what? That's actually good.
Any of these niggas that I ever talked about, why? There's no good reason.
What's a good time frame?
I know you're about to ask that question.
To get married.
I feel like we only need a few months.
Six months, 4 months,
yep,
5 months?
That's it.
6 months? What's yours?
However much time you need to make me feel comfortable for, like, I know you and expose me to enough of who you are.
See, think about this, right? Our logic, you know that's a Eastern European thing. That's a Western civilization thing.
What?
We're Western civilization. Having to have it all together when you get married.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying have it all together. I'm talking about, I mean, you know, you meet people and you don't really know who they are. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, enough for you to make you and each other feel comfortable with each other mm-hmm. to be like, okay, yeah, we can get married. That can happen in 30 days.
It can.
It might take 6 months.
Would you
allow... But I definitely don't think you need more than a year to know if you would be okay with being with a person.
Totally agree.
And you don't have to have sex with them either.
If me and my wife got a divorce, I ain't gonna lie. These women, some of these women is different nowadays.
You're going to be out of the game for a minute.
I've been out of the game for 5 years. I'll be feeling my some of my homies. I'm good. I'm straight. I don't have no desire to get out of my marriage. I'm telling you. Listen, some of the stuff that my single homies be telling me they had to deal with.
It's insane. It's gross.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, I have this like really crazy outlook. And it's just. It's been going unmatched.
Yeah, like so that's why I never understood. But this goes like, also what I'm about to say.
You're not gonna waste my time. Just leave me alone. Then.
What I'm about to say goes back to what we were talking about prior to us recording again. I think that people wanting to be where they are financially or mentally, spiritually, whatever, emotionally, has a lot to do with pride.
Mm-hmm.
And because like I've had uncles ask me about, you know, am I dating and. I'll break it down or whatever, and they're just like, oh, yeah, I understand that, whatever. And it's like, because relationships aren't cheap.
No.
But it's like, you do have that, some like you said, some people do work better when they're together, but then you have other people that think like, but why would I want to, they look at it as a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But why would I want to struggle when I could just wait till I have it all together and all figured out.
I think the thing for me that I realized about having a partner, like a love partner, like a romantic partner, while you're quote-unquote struggling, is that you take your focus off of looking for those needs, like, from multiple different people. So you're not wasting the time doing
True.
It. You are, yeah, you're struggling, you're trying to get whatever you're doing together, but you're not trying to talk to 1, 2, 3, and 4 to meet all of these different needs. Mm-hmm. You have your person and y'all can do all that stuff together. And in my opinion too, you know how like we've all dated and been out and going out and stuff like that, right? Like mm-hmm. the fancy stuff really doesn't mean as much. Like let me see if I can be around you and not talk. Because that's the type of relationship, like when you're in a long-term relationship, yeah. I'm not going to always... We're going to be in the house together, and I might not say that we can be in the same room. You could be doing your thing, and I could be like, I want to know if we can do the regular stuff together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care about going across and sitting at dinner and spending $200-$500 on dinner. Like, that's fun. We can do that whenever.
Yeah.
I'm a good time. We're going to laugh and play and joke, and you're going to be great.
Right, but can we whatever. Handle can each we do, other in the house for 24 hours?
While you do whatever around the house, or can we... do that, like, and you learn those type of things by
you put my finger up your nose or something like that while you read.
But that's the regular stuff that couples do.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah,
how
yeah.
do you request handle an attention? Uh-huh. Right. How do you handle an argument? How do you do in a snowstorm? We snowed in. Can you imagine people, them couples who broke up in COVID? Because they really didn't get along. They really didn't like each other. It was all the other things. But being in a house together like that, they couldn't do it.
It's a movie that is on, I don't know if it's Netflix or what. It's the guy from 12 Years a Slave and the white girl from Devil Wears Prada. Hathaway, I think her name is. And the dude that played Simi or whatever his name is on 12 Years a Slave. And that's the premise of the movie. They was about to get ready to break up, but COVID happened. And they got stuck in the house together for like 6 months, 7 months, and they end up falling back in love with each other.
That's just like Neo and his wife. They were about to divorce, and then COVID happened. And they brought their whole family together.
You know, I think I heard an interview him
saying
that.
They got back together. And so now they're...
Didn't they have a new baby or something like that?
Yeah, she's pregnant now, but she wasn't pregnant. I don't think she was pregnant during the... I think she got pregnant while being in COVID. But yeah, no, they were really about to call it quits. And then COVID happened, and then they had to stay together, you know, for the kids. I think her mom moved in, his mom moved, like, they just stayed, and it worked, and they kind of, like, rekindled, fixed whatever.
So, all right, this is going to be the last question that I asked y'all. And I want both of you to... I think we had some good conversation. This is going to be basic.
Okay.
If you could tell men, not saying that you're looking to date them, but just putting it out there.
Send a message.
What would your happy relationship marriage look like?
Oh, a lot of fun.
What would your desired situation look like?
A lot of fun.
That's not no detail. I need detail.
A lot of fun. A lot of money making. A lot of spending money. Because I like to spend money. I do. When I got it, I want to spend money.
You answered the question. She acted up.
So, ideally, my end goal is I do want to have at least one kid.
Okay.
At least one.
Oh, you want serious answers.
I knew how your answer was going to be. So I'm not even judging you. I knew how her answer was going to be.
I play all day.
No, I'm actually going to pick up on what she was saying. But no, I do want at least one kid. And I like she said, I do want it to be fun. I want it to be, you know, whether it's... there are some parts of my upbringing that I don't want to die. So as far as,
you said some of your upbringing that you don't want to die. Right. Okay.
Family,
I thought you said you don't want to die at.
Oh, no. Family traditions. Like we had family vacations every year.
Okay.
At Ocean City, Maryland.
Okay.
I feel like that's...
That's something you still want to do.
That's something that I still like. Okay. I'm pretty close with my parents and my siblings. So it's like I still want that family dynamic, traveling, whether it's just the two of us, where we take time out, somebody watch the youngin, and we just have our time, or whether it's staycations, whether we get a hotel here somewhere, somebody still take the baby, you know, like at least we never forget us.
Yeah,
but we also know how to operate as if a child or children is involved.
We not operate as a unit, and we not operate like
it's
very important too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
All right, sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
When you were talking about being a traditional woman and picking the kids up from school and cleaning up and all of that, that felt like...
Slavery?
Not slavery, but as a woman, I would be losing myself and all of these responsibilities.
Wow.
And I can't be like a woman. Like I then you going want certain things from me or want me to show up a certain way for you. And I'm like,
well, I guess that's where context comes in, I think. Because like for
so this is why I said I need maybe not a full time nanny, but I need somebody to watch these kids. Like
because like so
I don't want to do that every day.
Let me go take care of myself. He wants you to take care of your hair.
My mom,
and your nails.
For instance, she luckily enough, I've never, first grade to 12th grade, never cooked public transportation. My mom was able to drop all three of her kids off to school and pick them up because that's half the job she had.
Okay.
She had their room to.
She dropped y'all and picked y'all up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
But once I graduated high school, then I kind of carried that burden. So I would pick up my brother. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. But I think, like I said, I think what works for you guys, maybe, because I wouldn't mind, like, I love to cook. So I wouldn't mind being that traditional But I feel like if we have to, like, change the definition of traditional, then it wouldn't be traditional. That's right. What I was about to say.
Yeah.
Do mold that word into what works for y'all, but then it wouldn't be traditional anymore.
I think we have to figure out, because obviously we are living in a time now that we have traditional and it's we have war. Modern traditional.
It's a war.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about it, it is a new age of women and men.
Yeah, it is. I know. I need it to be fun. I need to be alive. We have old school
traditional, and you want to have modern traditional.
I need to hold on to my identity too in my relationship.
I don't want old school.
And you should.
And I want my partner to hold on to his. Like, I don't want it to be like, based off of my past experience, just becoming so absorbed and consumed with the relationship. That's like, oh my God. That's what be making you want to leave.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to be a part of that. So if it's not a environment where both of us can grow and share who we are outside mm-hmm. of our relationship with each other, and, you know, maybe have some kids and stuff like that, but I just can't see it. Like, I want to be able to tend to my partner and have him tend to me in a way that don't make it seem like it's a responsibility, like a chore. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, well, let me do things that you like to do, and then you do things that I like to do, but it's not like a job.
Well, what I was going to say was,
we're genuinely just interested in what each other like to do.
What I was going to say was, I think that was a topic one time on Twitter, and Twitter blew up because they asked, Aisha Curry said that if you had to choose between making sure your kids were good or your husband was good, which one would you choose first? And she said that she would make sure Steph was good before her kids. Twitter blew up, of course, but I get it.
I'm about to say, do you disagree with her?
No, I agree with her.
Yeah, I'm about
to say.
Because as long as me and my husband are good, the head of the households are fine.
Then everybody else will be
Else is gonna be fine.
Everybody else is easy breezy.
See what they fell to realize with Twitter.
People who not married or ain't never been in a relationship or don't.
But even
when
it comes to that whole whose plate you making first, your kid or your husband. You have some women that's just like, man, fuck that man. I'm making my kids play first.
I was raised, you make your man play first. You bet that man take care of you. You bet make your play.
But you know the funny thing about that is,
but I think some women,
I mean, the reality of it is, I feel like some men don't deserve that treatment though.
You're absolutely correct.
And I only say that because I know some men that ain't no good. Right? I know dudes that ain't worth the 2 feet
you
want.
You don't need your plate
first. Right? So if you ain't handling your business at home.
Right, why would I?
If you don't make sure them kids got what they want, make sure them bills is paid, make sure that woman desires are met.
Right, why would I text you?
Why do you get the big piece of chicken?
Why would I text you Grand Rising King?
Why is it that?
Grand Rising King.
Why would I text you Grand Rising King? Why would you get the breast? For what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, listen, I'm all man, and I believe men should be treated a certain way, but I also think that there is a certain level of man too. Mm-hmm. Like, because I got some kings out here who do what they got to do, who ain't cheating, who go to the marketplace and put it in 10, 12, 14 hours a day, 16 hours a day to make sure him and his are good. And then you got some who kicking the kid off of the PlayStation 5 every morning
so that they can play.
And eating their fruit snacks.
Eating all the mots and the fruit snacks and eating all the applesauce.
The Welch's.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. Like, you don't deserve nothing. But the lady would be going to work, dressed up, got her pea coat on and all that good stuff.
He driving her Nissan Altima with the AKA plates in the back.
And when she get off work, she like, my pants was
Grand
loose.
Theft Auto
why
on
my panel loose?
Why
is my panel loose?
Doing wheelies and showing in high school
parking lot. Right, because like, he's putting stuff in the, he moving weight in her car.
I remember that part of the conversation. But yeah, that is hilarious. That's hilarious. Yo. Yeah. Listen.
I like if yeah, that's what I mean. I want to be able to. I want to treat you good.
Man, we ain't never get married.
You know what? You know what's crazy? Damn, Tia. You know what's crazy? Don't listen to her.
I'm playing. Just listen. I'm playing. You know I'm always very optimistic.
And I'm gonna keep it a bean. I have conversations with people, and I'm one of those type of people that sit there and be like, would I be able to hook anybody worth anything up with this person?
I do that all the time.
You know,
I feel like that's why I ask, like, especially with, I like to hook, because I have a lot of single female friends. Mm-hmm. But I like to, if I see like a nice, suitable,
why are you trying to hook one
young
up?
Gentleman?
No, it's just,
I'll be like, what's your type?
I mean, right now, to be honest, I hang around nothing but dudes that's in relationships and married. Okay. So I'll be wrong about your
relationship. I love that for you.
Or whatever. Right. I mean, it's just, I have a lot of single friends.
Right.
Listen, you ain't gonna call me.
You ain't. No, and I appreciate no. But I appreciate male friends who'll be like, no.
I mean, I feel
you
like
you talking to who? Yeah, no. Don't.
I mean, listen,
and that's... I listen. Yeah. I listen. If my male friends was like, cut that off. Okay.
So you know what's funny? Like I've heard of time where female may have a male friend. And not a homosexual male friend, because I mean a lot of females got those. But right. That's little sis. That's sis. Or whatever the case is. Regardless of how good you look or how attractive you may be, they know how to, you know what? No, that's we bros and sisters. They ain't having it.
I don't like that.
You can get it. I mean,
I know I can. But it's just make sure
you
what's unfortunate?
That I don't have male friends that are just like that's this.
They end up trying to.
I've
messed up friendships like that way when I was younger, and then I learned when I made the mistake with a friend that was really a good friend, because I'm fine with really just having you as a female friend.
And I think it's a beautiful thing. Like I actually like people of the opposite sex who just hang, chill.
Yeah, I had two or three guy friends who are not and would not try to. But the other ones, they say they my friend, but really on the low.
On the
low. They really. They like, I just hope she say the word.
Oh, I know. All she got in their eyes. That she want this. And it's going down.
And I just. Yeah, I mean, that's the reality. I mean, you know, and that's. I guess you gotta just know how to navigate. Don't put no false signals out there.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But I had a female who was just a friend. I never looked at her no sexual way. And then one day, it was like, one of her friends was like, she had cooked this feast. And I was like, what the?
You can cook like this? You can burn like this?
I got this recipe from my aunt. Not knowing that I got invited to a dinner that was technically for me, but she invited other people to just kind of like camouflage it. And the food was good as that. I'm like, because she can cook a little bit. Can't cook better than me, but she can cook. But the reality of it is one of her girlfriends ended up telling me like, yo, like you're so impervious. Like you didn't know that was for you. And the reason I never looked at her in that manner.
Right.
I thought she was just like, yo, I'm cooking for everybody, you know, come on.
I'm having a little kickback.
But not to find out, half of these are my favorite dishes.
And you over here like, man.
I'm over here like, yo, homie, you did your thing.
I'm
not knowing that.
Oblivious.
She did that for you.
That's me.
For me.
You gotta tell me that you're interested. You can't do stuff like that because I'll eat it.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. You gotta explicitly tell me.
Yeah, I'm oblivious like that. Well,
I never looked at her in a sexual manner. Okay. Like our conversations never went. I've told her about females I was messing with years. I'm talking about years, and it was never like I find you attractive. I thought it was always like. You know, this girl, she's into a lot of stuff that I'm into. She'll watch basketball with you, watch football, all that kind of stuff. I know she wasn't gay or nothing like that, but she's just into everything that the fellas is into.
Very down to earth.
Very down to earth. I'm talking about the dopest conversations, all that kind of stuff. She wasn't as physically attractive as some, but I mean, I didn't care because it's my folks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I protected this person. I've stood up for the person. all that kind of stuff, not knowing that all these things
she wanted to smash.
She was like, right. Well, you know, like all this time, it was like, she wanted to hit that. You are. It was, this chapter was a long, like, long story.
So, wait, so did you like pursue?
Oh, man. Long story. That's going to be for another episode of the Certified Podcast. I am your host, Gary. I'm talking to these two ladies. They will be back on the podcast one day. And I want to thank all of you for rocking out with us. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. Peace.